April 23, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Love reunites. Opening prayer. Lord, I come to your word today with thanksgiving, grateful that through it I grow in my understanding of who you are and of your great love for me. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Friends, where has your beloved gone, most beautiful of women? Which way did your beloved turn, that we may look for him with you? She, my beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to browse in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He browses among the lilies. He, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, my darling, as lovely as Jerusalem, as majestic as troops with banners. Turn your eyes from me, they overwhelm me. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep coming up from the washing. Each has its twin, not one of them is missing. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. 60 queens there may be, and 80 concubines, and virgins beyond number, but my dove, my perfect one, is unique, the only daughter of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The young women saw her and called her blessed. The queens and concubines praised her. Friends, who is this that appears like the dawn, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, majestic as the stars in procession? He. I went down to the grove of nut trees to look at the new growth in the valley, to see if the vines had budded or the pomegranates were in bloom. Before I realized it, my desire set me among the royal chariots of my people. Friends, come back, O Shulamite, come back, that we may gaze on you. He, why would you gaze on the Shulamite as on the dance of Mahanaim? Reflect. Reflect on Jesus' words of separation on the cross, and why it was so hard for him to be cut off from God in that moment. After the pain of separation in the previous chapter, we now learn that the man has gone down to browse in his garden and gather lilies. The reunion between the lovers is confirmed with the woman's declaration that, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. The woman has sought her man and she has found him. Their love for each other is confirmed, and it is reaffirmed by the man again extolling the beauty of the woman. He again praises her physical features before moving on to praise her uniqueness among women. The man again compares the woman's physical features to beautiful things in nature. But here, we see the actual location of the garden and its surroundings resonating with the beauty of the woman. When the friends remark on a messianic figure, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, we may be reminded of another, but contrasting, scene in a Jerusalem garden. Malachi uses similar messianic language when he speaks of the Son of Righteousness coming on the day of the Lord. For Jesus in Gethsemane, however, there is not the joy of reunion, but the pain of approaching betrayal and separation. Jesus knew the cost that was required to bring about the loving reunion we need, journeying to the cross to be separated from his loving Father. It is by his pain and sacrifice that we can be reunited in love with our Heavenly Father. We are gifted with the reunion that matches the joy of Song of Solomon through the separation and sacrifice of the cross. Apply. Reflect on the resurrection and how it symbolizes your reunion with God. Closing prayer. Father, thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, so that I may know the joy of fellowship with you and experience your love and care.